Cambridge Breakfast
with Julian Clover.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
A scientist at the ARU has turned the sound of geysers at the Yellowstone National Park in the United States into a musical soundscape. Dr. Domenico Vicinanza will use seismographic data in a live musical performance in the Cambridge Festival, which gets underway today. And Domenico is on the line now. Morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you. It's really great to be here.
Now, good to have you on. I guess a starting point might be, for those who don't know, what is a geyser, in this instance anyway?
So a geyser is a result of hot water that is trapped under the surface of the earth that we normally walk on, and is trapped there and is heated by some some magma, or because of the hot conditions that are there. Typically, because of like Yellowstone, we are on a actual volcano caldera. So there is some hot magma there that is keeping this water really, really hot. At a certain point, the water boils. So of course, as we know, when the water boils, it creates steams. Steams expand, and so the water escapes from a point in the crust and erupts into this gigantic fountain, creating this wonderful, spectacular phenomenon called geyser. It's essentially a big fountain of steam and water coming from the earth.
You get sometimes, don't you, in sort of European plazas, you get these sort of fountains which like spring up at different points across the square. It sounds like a little bit like that, only perhaps a little bit dangerous at times.
Exactly. Yes.
Would you put this to music, which I find fascinating. Are you a musical person?
I am. So I have a PhD in physics, but I also did film scoring and composition. So I love to combine my two passions for science and music.
That's quite a combination. Now, we've got a clip which I've labelled here as Old Faithful. So we'll play it. It's about 50 seconds long. We'll play the piece, and then after we've heard it, you can maybe explain what we've heard.
Definitely.
Actually rather nice on its own, actually. How does it get then from the seismographic data into what we've just heard there?
So we are using a combination of data science techniques to go from the collected real-time data that we get there. So in this case was vibrations, like infrasonic data.
So this is live data in the way that sometimes if there's, say, an earthquake, we'll be told it measures, I don't know, 8 point whatever on the Richter scale. It's that kind of information that's coming through, is it?
Exactly. And if you think about what happens when there is an earthquake, so if you think about the seismometer, so one of these devices that scientists use to detect the vibrations of the earth. We have this idea of this needle going up and down and drawing this really really fascinating graphs with this. And we know that if there is an eruption, this vibration becomes the peaks and the troughs becoming more and more severe and dramatic. So
I can imagine an Icelandic volcano producing something akin to the 1812 overture.
Yes, that would be Interesting one, yeah.
I guess so.
Exactly. So what I did there was, taking data from the vibration of the Earth near the geyser, and using data science and a computer algorithms to assign different musical parameters like pitch, duration, intensity, timbre to specific characteristics of the seismic activity. So what I'm doing is translating physical parameters like the intensity of the vibration, the height of the peaks, for example, the how close the peaks are to each other, to musical characteristics, so that I can actually create a composition that can reflect the dynamic nature of the geyser.
And the performance aspect of it, how does that work? Have you got a room full of musicians? Are you running around performing yourself? Or how does that work?
Well, probably a mix of that. So probably some of that I would be performing myself. So just trying to see what we are getting from Yellowstone at the moment when we are doing the conference. So nobody has any idea about how the music is going to turn out, because it really is going to depend on how Yellowstone, one of the 50 seismometers we are using is actually recording. So I have no idea what we're going to get from there.
Do you not get an inkling for it in the same way? Obviously, with a weather forecast here, I can read it to everyone a little bit earlier, and there's a reasonable chance that most of it will be right during the course of the day, because it's only a day ahead. Is there not some kind of way of working sort of how it's going to go, if not precisely?
Normally if it was just one single volcano or one single phenomena, yes, there is a good chance you can, on a short term, what's going to happen. But the very interesting characteristics in Yellowstone is that the actual eruptions are coming in swarms. So because there are so many little volcanoes and so many little geysers erupting almost everywhere in a 47 miles radius, what happens is that you might have something like between 50 and 2,000 actual phenomena happening at the same time. So there are and the interaction of these phenomena, of course, creates like a polyphony of eruptions or a polyphony of physical. Interesting physical characteristics that we are turning into sound. So it's really difficult to predict, because it's really difficult to know what kind of mix we are going to get at the moment of the conference. We might have something very serene and very quiet, very calm, if there is not very much activity, or something extremely agitated and very dramatic if we are in the middle of a big eruption. So the only thing I can say, come and see or listen better at the actual conference.
Yeah, it's Tuesday, the 26th of March, late afternoon, early evening, four o'clock
at
the AIU on East Road. Tell me, as someone who works in academia, what's it like getting up and sharing your work specifically at something like the Cambridge Festival?
I really love doing these things in live. I like the unpredictability. I absolutely like the fact that we don't know what's going to happen. And sharing that, there is such an entertaining aspect of beyond doing science and doing real data analysis. So data analysis is not boring, and science is not boring, can be extremely exciting. And having Mother Nature playing a spontaneous jam session with us, embracing the unpredictability, embracing the chaos, let the data dictate the musical journey, doing that live on stage, and depending on the room and what people would be interested in, we can go from classic music to lo-fi, cafe style music, rock, we'll be we'll be trying different things.
Yeah. And, we'll see where it takes us then at the at the end of the month, a couple of weeks away. But Tuesday, 26th of March, 4 o'clock to 5:30 at the ARU, you can hear how a geezer suddenly becomes musical. Dr. Domenico Vicinanza, thank you very much for joining us this morning on Cambridge Breakfast.
Thank you very much. Cambridge 105 Radio.
Cambridge 105 Radio.